Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air.
Ah! Oh no!
Ah, sorry, I made a mistake. But I'm glad you're here. We're talking about failure. Keep listening. Hey, 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 welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. My name is Campbell, and back in the studio, we have my co-host, Linda. Hey, Linda.
Hey, Campbell. Hey, everyone.
All right, remind everybody what we're talking about today, Linda.
We are talking about our psychology article, and it is entitled Failure as a Tool. So we've been looking at ways on how we can change our perspective on failure, right? To frame it in a different way so it's not a bad thing. It's something that we can actually learn from.
Right. And it's more than not even just a bad thing. It's almost a necessity, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like it's something we have to go through and we have to be willing to go through. And I'm speaking as someone who hates making mistakes. And I'll be honest, I tend to avoid things, right? And I will try something and, oh, it doesn't work. And I would just kind of give up, and I won't necessarily say I'm giving up, but I just stop trying.
Mm, yes, and that is where we left off at the end of our article in yesterday's program, right? Doing something, getting a result that you didn't want, and then quitting. But
right.
That's not how we get better.
No.
That's not how we improve.
Yeah.
Like, you need to keep trying.
Yeah. And I think this is all predicated on the fact that you do want to get better, right? We assume that you do have a desire to improve yourself, and you do have a desire to get stronger, get wiser. There are people, as we talked about yesterday, who aren't necessarily looking to get stronger or wiser. They just want to blame their problems on everybody else.
Right. Or they don't acknowledge, like, the things that they've done wrong.
Yeah. Know? Yeah, and I mean, to be human is to be fallible.
Yes, we are all imperfect. Like, we make mistakes all the time. That is a part of life, and it is what you do with those mistakes. So ideally, we'll learn from our mistakes each time and then do it better because, like we learned yesterday, right, failure, we should look at as an experiment and it is a way for us to gather data for the next experiment.
Yeah, yeah. And that's how you get better. That's how you get stronger. That's how you get wiser. I often like to think of my life as kind of, or all of our lives as a movie, right? Mm-hmm. And there are ups and downs and, you know, there are some valleys and dips, but there are also some high points. And we can't live our life always at the pinnacle.
No.
Right, because that kind of gets boring, too.
It does, yeah. And then you don't appreciate the high points if you don't have low points.
Yes, this is true. I often think, I wonder how much my kids appreciate all that we do. I feel like I protect them too much that they don't realize.
Yeah, they take it for granted,
they
and that's
do.
What happens.
They just
know?
Think that that's just how life is,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm. Until they experience something that is outside of that protection,
yeah.
And that's when they'll know.
Yeah.
Like, wow, mom and dad do so much for us.
Yes, exactly. So lately I've been, you know, letting them fail a bit more.
Okay.
You know, just being like, well, you know what? Hey, I already warned you. You can choose to listen or not. But if you don't want to listen, then you're going to have to deal with your consequences.
Yeah, and hopefully they learn from that experience. Yeah.
If they were wise, if they are wise, they will learn. Okay, well, we have more to learn and more to read in this article. So please join us on day two, where it says defensive posture.
Defensive posture. Most people defend their positions. There's a risk in admitting failure, especially in environments that treat certainty as credibility. But the people willing to do it earn a kind of trust that those who never admit fault simply can't buy. On some level, when people fake confidence, you know, and it makes it harder to come back stronger. The smartest people think things through before they defend themselves. When something goes wrong and the instinct is to explain it away, they resist that for a minute and get back to curiosity. They ask better questions. What did I miss? Is there a better path I could take next time? What systems am I not applying? What can I do differently? A wise person who sees through all the failure is willing to change their mind without feeling like their identity is in crisis. And they're curious about their own blind spots. They stop looking for reasons to blame someone else. Even when the outcome or the process is not their responsibility, they help the team ask the most important questions.
Defensive posture. So most people defend their positions. What are you talking about? Basically, when they make a mistake, they try to defend themselves and they try to protect themselves in a certain way. And this is human nature.
Yeah, it is. It is. Just like not wanting to admit failure. Mm-hmm. So you have to protect yourself. I mean, it's just human nature that we want to protect ourselves from anything negative or bad. But we get into this habit of doing that when we shouldn't. We need to be able to hear from others, like take others' feedback. Mm-hmm. And when you're in a defensive posture or this position of, no, I'm right, I don't want to hear it, like you're not able to accept any criticism or feedback that can actually help you.
And I mean, to be fair, there is a risk, right? There is a risk in admitting failure because mm-hmm. there's a risk that the person that is witnessing your failure is going to attack you mm-hmm. or they're going to mm-hmm. come down on you or they're not going to respect you. But truth be told, even though we have certain environments that treat certainty as credibility, right? Meaning that you deserve to be believed or believe you deserve to be trusted because you don't make mistakes.
Mm-hmm. Because you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. But the people willing to admit their mistakes, they earn a kind of trust that those who never admit fault simply can't buy.
Right. Because, like you said, there is risk. They're admitting vulnerability. Mm-hmm. They're making themselves vulnerable by admitting a mistake. But that also shows strength. That shows that they can acknowledge their mistake and they're willing to learn from it.
Right. And I feel like it also gives other people permission to make mm-hmm. mistakes as well. And mm-hmm. I think for those of you who are managers or bosses, you being able to admit your mistakes, I think, creates a stronger team.
Yes, because your team will feel like, okay, well, if he's made a mistake, he can acknowledge it. It's not like he's putting on this appearance of being perfect. Mm-hmm. And I think that is a lot more helpful to the team when you can be vulnerable.
Yeah, and we've read articles in advance where we've talked about authenticity. Authenticity now is the kind of the prize, right? Mm-hmm. It's what everybody's seeking for now, especially on social media with AI. People want real things.
Yes.
They're craving authenticity.
Exactly, because there's so much that is fake out there, mm-hmm. especially with AI.
Yeah. And so when you are faking things and you're not acknowledging your mistakes, and even though everybody can see that there was a mistake that was made, mm-hmm. it can make it harder for you to come back stronger.
Right, because if it's obvious that you are wrong, but you're still defending yourself and, putting your heels in the ground, people are going to see that as weakness.
Right.
Like you can't see what is.
So that's kind of the irony, right? Where is you're trying to appear strong, you're mm-hmm. trying to appear credible by not acknowledging your mistake. But the irony is that when you do not acknowledge your mistake and you are trying to pretend that you're perfect, that is actually whittling away at your credibility.
Yeah. So it's having the opposite effect mm-hmm. of what you want.
Yeah. All right. So the smartest people think things through before they defend themselves. When something goes wrong and the instinct is to explain it away, they resist that for a minute. So yeah, taking a pause, taking a breath. When I make a mistake, when something happens in my family, for example, my initial reaction is to step up and defend myself. Right. And just be mm-hmm. like, no, you're wrong. I'm right. And try to kind of deflect.
Yes. I mean, that is our natural instinct to do that, our human nature.
Yeah.
Let's have a quick incident because this happened to me recently at the dentist.
Mm-hmm.
They were working on a tooth and the hygienist or the assistant with the clamps, she accidentally like pinched my lip the clamp.
Ouch.
And of course, yes, it hurt. And so I yelped, I made a noise and immediately she's like, oh, I didn't do anything. But then why would I yell out? I'm the one feeling the pain. And then after she saw that it was bleeding, I'm sorry.
Like,
but her immediate instinct was just to deflect, to deny it.
Right.
Yeah, so it's just, it's human nature.
Self-protection.
Yeah. But that's when we have to stop, take a minute, take a breather. Like, okay, let me not be defensive.
Right. So if your desire is to be wise, then don't be so quick to react, right? Take a pause, step away, and think, right? Get back to curiosity. I love that phrase.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning just get back to investigating, mm-hmm. going back to what we were talking about yesterday about experiments, right? Getting back to, like, so what happened exactly? What did I miss? Is there a better path? Is there a better way I could do things next time?
Yeah, there are all these questions that you can ask. What can I do differently? Like, what did I not use that I can use mm-hmm. next time?
Yeah. I feel like a lot of times we're actually not reaching our full potential in many things because we're not willing to ask these questions. We're not willing to experiment and try to figure out what we can do to get better,
mm-hmm.
right? So this next sentence says, a wise person who sees through all the failure is willing to change their mind without feeling like their identity is in crisis.
Yeah, and that is the problem, I think, with a lot of us because if we admit that we were wrong,
mm-hmm.
oh, well, that's going to reflect really badly on me. Like
right.
that is going to make me look weaker and, you know, put my identity in crisis. Like, okay, I wasn't correct on this. Then,
right.
oh, this is, I, you know, what? How do I feel about that?
Right.
But it's okay.
Like, yeah.
it's okay to change your mind after you experiment and you see that, okay, this doesn't work or
right.
this is not what I thought it would be.
Right. So when you make a mistake, rather than being, I'm a failure, you need to be like, okay, that was a failure,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
What I did was the failure. I'm not the failure, right? And I think a lot of times we do that where when we try something and it doesn't work and we try something and we quote unquote fail, we then take that failure as our own identity as if we are the failure.
That's true, yes. Like our results represent us. Like
mm-hmm.
we are our results,
mm-hmm.
but that isn't the case.
Mm-mm. No, especially if you're learning something new, you're trying something new, it's going to be part of the process.
Mm-hmm.
So if you mess up or you make a mistake or something doesn't go quite right, that's okay, you know. And I remember when I was younger, when I would be traveling, I would get so wound up about, oh, you know, we're taking this trip. We spent so much money. We can't make any mistakes. We have to capitalize on every moment. And I would get so flustered and wound up if we, you know, get lost or we do something. And it's just like, it almost ruined the whole experience.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a vacation if you're so stressed about everything.
Right, you know, and it's just kind of like, oh, I have to have everything perfect. I can't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of makes it less fun.
Yeah, yeah. So you're defeating the purpose of what you're
yeah.
doing.
Yeah. And so it's important not to look at yourself as the failure, but to see, you know, okay, so I made a mistake. That was a failure, but that's okay. I'm learning, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to become curious about your own blind spots. What are blind
mm-hmm.
spots?
So a blind spot is somewhere, a part where you don't see. Just like when you are driving a car or a vehicle,
mm-hmm.
there are certain angles that you can't see just
mm-hmm.
because of the way, you know, our vision is. And so you might not acknowledge those things.
Right.
Like it's sometimes hard to see the places we can't see because, yeah, we can't see them.
Right.
So we need other people to tell us, to let us know what our blind spots are. So
right.
that is being able to accept feedback,
right.
even constructive criticism.
Yeah. I mean, as we said earlier, none of us are perfect. We are all works in progress. So we all have weaknesses, right? And sometimes we're aware of our weaknesses, But sometimes we're not aware of our weaknesses, and mm-hmm. those are the blind spots, the weaknesses that we don't see, you know, in the areas where we don't know we need to improve. And a lot of times we need other people to show those things to us.
To point them out. Mm-hmm. And hopefully it's done in a very constructive way, a gentle way.
Yes.
So it is more, it's more easily accepted.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing is, though, you know, maybe sometimes it's not. And it's, we can't control how people react or what people say, but we can control how we react to it, mm-hmm. right? And so as much as we want people to be gracious and loving, we can just take it as, okay, well, I learned a lesson, mm-hmm. right? And we have to stop looking for reasons to blame someone else, right? Because it's just, it's a losing battle. It's a zero-sum game, meaning if I blame you, you're going to blame me, and we just blame each other back and forth, nobody wins.
Exactly. There's no benefit coming out of that, and it only makes the situation worse.
Yeah. Right, yeah. And even when the outcome or the process is not their responsibility, they help the team ask the most important questions. And mm-hmm. that's also really hard, right? Like, if you're a manager, if you're the head of the team messes up, maybe you personally didn't do anything wrong, but your team messed up.
Mm-hmm.
You taking responsibility, taking ownership of mm-hmm. that, right?
Yeah.
And helping the whole team to improve.
Yes. So that responsibility should be shared, mm-hmm. right? And as that failure should be looked at together and not to pinpoint one person, blame. Yeah. Because like we said, blaming doesn't help at all.
Yeah. All right. We have another section here. Let go of being right. Ooh. That's going to be hard. Let's listen.
Let go of being right. A few years ago, I was convinced a content discovery app could generate recurring income for me in the future. I invested time and money and had all the reasons it could work. I had the logic. I hired the experience to back me up. We went ahead, but a few months into development, it wasn't working as I expected, and when it became clear it wasn't working, my first instinct was to invest more money to launch it faster and gather feedback. I fell for the sunk cost fallacy. The approach had flaws I could have caught if I'd actually listened to my doubts. I treated them as obstacles to overcome. What I eventually had to admit was that I'd been more attached to being right than to getting the right outcome. But I learned more than that from the experience. Einstein said, "The measure of intelligence is the ability to change."
All right. Is it easy for you, Linda, to let go of being right?
I'm not terrible at doing it, but there is a struggle. A lot of the times, because we all want to be right, right? I mean, that really...
No, I love being right. I love being right. And I have to always hold my tongue and not be like, see, I told you so.
Mm-hmm. It is hard to do that, especially when it was a heated, argument, and,
Yeah, I love being right. But the thing is, if being right is at the cost of you growing and improving, it's not really worth it.
No, right. It isn't.
So the author here tells us a story about something that happened to him a few years ago. Can you?
Right. So he had a content discovery app that he thought would do really well, be able to generate recurring income, which is income that keeps happening.
Right.
So something that...
something he does once and then he gets paid on it again and again.
Exactly. So thought this was a good idea. He invested the time and money that it needed, and he had all the reasons it could work and the logic, and he hired people to help him, went ahead with it, but it didn't work as he expected.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of stopping and looking at what he could change, or maybe coming to realize that it was a failure, that it wasn't just an experiment that wasn't going to work, he doubled down, mm-hmm. right? He dug in, like, no,
right.
I already invested, so I'm going to keep doing it.
Right.
And that is where he went wrong.
Yes. And so there's a term here, the sunk cost fallacy, right? Mm-hmm. And this is kind of what we're describing here. So a fallacy is a false idea or belief, especially one that a lot of people believe is true. So what is a sunk cost fallacy?
So the sunk cost is the money and the effort that you've already put into it.
And the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So all of these resources that you've already invested, you feel that you have to keep doing it because you've already invested. Like, you have to make it work.
Right.
Because otherwise, this investment will be a loss.
Yeah. You wasted all that time, effort, energy, and money, right? And so, and this is what happens to a lot of people a lot, right? So rather than, okay, just stopping and just being... acknowledging, okay, well, that was failed. That mm-hmm. was a failed experiment. I'm going to maybe try something else.
Yeah, change direction.
Yeah. They just keep going. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I mean, honestly, to be honest, it is hard, right? Because it is hard to really decide whether, because you're constantly told, like, don't quit. Quitters, you know, winners never quit, right? Mm-hmm. Winners never quit. So you always have this idea like, okay, I just got to keep going. I just got to push harder. I just got to work harder. Mm-hmm. But sometimes maybe that's not the best way to approach it.
No, like, and then we end up falling for this fallacy.
Yeah, right? So what this author eventually had to admit was that he'd been more attached to being right mm-hmm. than getting to the right outcome.
Right.
Yeah.
And he admits that he did have doubts, but he didn't listen to them.
Yeah.
Right? And if he had listened to them, he would have been able to either stop it before it cost him more money and time and effort, or do something else, like change it.
Yeah.
But he treated those doubts as obstacles. So I just need to get over them, right? Like, I just need to work harder, do better.
Yeah. But here's the thing, though, right? That was a mistake. Right, his insistence on pursuing this failed experiment in some ways, right? His idea of keep pushing through even though he knew it was, you know, he had his doubts, even mm-hmm. though he obviously mm-hmm. wasn't a success. And that was a mistake for him to keep going. But hey, guess what? That ended up being the inspiration for this article.
Yeah.
That we're reading.
Yeah. So some good can come out of it, right? Yeah. Like he failed, but out of this failure, he could write this article.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's not a complete loss.
Right.
Right. And so he learned from it. And what he says is what he eventually had to admit was that he'd been more attached to being right than getting to the right outcome. And a lot of times... we do exactly that.
Yeah, we get trapped, right? Because I have to be right, right? I don't want to admit that I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to keep going.
Right. But again, more important is that you get to the right outcome,
mm-hmm.
right? And so I think admitting, okay, maybe this continent discovery app wasn't the best idea, but maybe that could be the inspiration for the next idea or the inspiration for this article,
mm-hmm.
you know? And he learned more than that from the experience. And we have a quote here from Einstein. What did Einstein say?
The measure of intelligence is the ability to change.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that is how we as humans have evolved over time.
How we've improved, how we've like come to this point with all this technology, right? And so we've made strides because we had to adapt, because we had to change.
Yeah. And it reminds me of what Doris always talked about, you know, you got to learn. You got to always learn. You got to be a lifelong learner.
Mm-hmm.
And that is how you grow. That's how you continue to improve and how you continue to get stronger, right?
Yeah.
And change.
Yes. And being able to admit you're wrong, right? That is a sign of maturity as mm-hmm. well. And humility. Like, I think a lot of us have to practice humility a lot more,
mm-hmm.
right? Being able to... say, okay, I was wrong,
right?
You were right.
Yeah. And realizing we don't always have all the answers, mm-hmm. right? And being able to ask for help and just being able to, hey, you know, I'm struggling. And that takes a lot of courage,
takes
a lot of strength to admit that you need help
mm-hmm.
and that you don't have all the answers and you don't, You know, and sometimes it's a risk because the person might not want to help you or the person might look down on you for it.
Yes, you definitely take that risk in being vulnerable, but that is a stepping stone to getting stronger.
Yeah. Right? All right. So it's been a very interesting 2 days. We've been talking about failure. Definitely has given me a new perspective on failure and just reminding myself to give myself more grace on myself, but also to other people, right?
Yes.
When other people make mistakes, to not come down so hard on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Allow them to make their mistakes and to learn from their mistakes.
Yes. Mm. All right. Well, what do you think of this article, friends? Let us know. How do you feel about failure? Do you feel like it's something that's beneficial or is it something that you try to avoid? Write to us and let us know. We always love hearing from you. We always love hearing your feedback and hearing what you've learned and what you've gained from these articles. All right. Well, that's all we have time for. Until next time, this is Campbell.
And I'm Linda.
And we'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Never stop learning.
That's right.